Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Welcome back to the Pflugerville Ocean with your handy-dandy guides, Atlas and Xavier. I'm Atlas.
And I'm Xavier. We're doing a routine tour around the Pflugerville Ocean, making sure none of the sea creatures need our help.
Betty is busy making her own show today. She's a busy whale.
She sure is. Anyway, without Betty to tell us who needs help in the Pflugerville Ocean, we'll have to do some searching of our own. Let's get out there and see what we can see.
Increasing speed.
I still can't believe we drove Merv the mini sub into the haunted kelp forest.
And saved an octopus.
It'll take quite an adventure to beat that one.
Is that a balloon floating over there in the water?
It does look like a balloon. Let's investigate.
Heading over.
And that's not a balloon, it's a fish. Or something like a fish, anyway.
It's a puffer fish. And it's totally puffed. Usually pufferfish only expand like a balloon when they're afraid of something. This could be trouble.
Set the Word-O-Matic fish language translator to pufferfish.
Setting Word-O-Matic to pufferfish.
Pufferfish.
Hello there, little guy. Is everything okay? You seem like you might be afraid of something.
I'm Pete. Pete the pufferfish. And you're right. I'm afraid.
Are there sharks nearby?
Not that I'm aware of. Ooh, I think my puffer is broken. I'm always afraid. I stay puffed up all the time. It's very exhausting.
Pete's not a fraidy cat, Zeus. He's just having a tough time.
We know how intimidating the Pflugerville Ocean can be, Pete.
Most of the fish are bigger than me.
But most of them are nice. You might be worrying more than you need to.
Easy for you to say. You're huge.
Not compared to a whale. We're small compared to a whale.
Ooh, is there a whale around here? Why didn't you say so?
Nice going, Atlas. Now you've gone and scared Pete away.
That is one nervous pufferfish.
Come on, let's follow him. Maybe we can figure out a way to make him feel less afraid.
Taking chase.
Pete is faster than he looks. Who knew a balloon-shaped fish could swim like that?
He's headed down to the ocean floor, changing course.
Pete's headed into one of the caves down there. He's not going to like that. It's dark in there.
The opening is big enough for us to fit through. Going to manual controls. Entering sea cave. Turning on headlight.
Hey there, Pete. We thought you might not like how dark it is in the sea cave, so we brought some light.
Thank you. It's safe in here. Whales are too big to get in.
But Pete, whales are nice. One of our best friends is Betty the Whale.
She's the best!
Oh, I don't believe you. Whales are too big to be nice. Plus, she might accidentally sit on me. I'm not a whoopee cushion.
I don't think whales sit down. Do whales sit down?
They do not. Say, I have an idea. How about I play some nice, relaxing music? Maybe that will calm you down enough to stop puffing.
I do like relaxing music. And I am very tired of being puffed up all the time. Let's try it.
You got it. Hang on, gotta set some dials here. And flip a couple of switches. And engage the ocean sound system. Now to pick a song. Nope, not that. Not that one. Oh, here's a good one. Are you ready, Pete?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Nice and relaxing music.
Atlas! This isn't relaxing music!
I must have done something wrong.
Fix it quick! Pete the Puffer is getting bigger! What if he gets so big he pops?
Hang on! I got this! There! How's that?
Much better!
What's that sound?
It's relaxing music.
No, not that sound. The other sound.
Turn the music off, Atlas! I think that loud music weakened the rocks around the sea cave opening.
Oops.
The opening caved in. We're trapped.
Well, that did not go as planned.
No kidding. Now what are we going to do?
I know you're both trying to help, but I don't think it's working. We're trapped in a cave.
Take it easy, little guy. We'll figure something out.
At least there are no other fish in here. But there is a giant submarine, and it's scaring me!
That's just us, Pete. And our submarine isn't gigantic. It's actually quite small.
Well, it's a lot bigger than me, and it's got one scary eyeball.
That's the headlight.
Let's all just stop and think for a minute. There's gotta be a way out of here.
We could ram the rocks with the sub.
We can't get a running start, Atlas. Plus, that would damage the mini submarine.
Oh, right.
We could stay in here forever. Because, you know, it's safe in here.
You can't live in a cave forever, Pete. The Pflugerville Ocean is full of fun and adventure. You don't want to miss out on all that.
Plus, we'd run out of power and oxygen. We can only stay down here for about another hour.
Only an hour? Didn't you charge up the sub last night?
Forgot to plug it in.
Perfect.
Oh, I feel bad about getting you both into this mess. Now I'm scared and sad at the same time. What a day I'm having.
Don't worry, Pete. We'll figure out a way to get out of this cave. Just you wait.
We better figure it out fast. 1 hour isn't a lot of time. And Pete the Pufferfish is getting bigger.
He is really puffed.
So puffed.
Who knew following a pufferfish could get us into such a pickle? Not me. You take a quick break while we try to think of a way out of the cave. But come right back. We're going to need all the help we can get.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to the cave. where the opening collapsed because Atlas played really loud music.
Thanks for reminding me.
We're here with Pete the Pufferfish, who appears to be afraid of all other fish in the Pflugerville Ocean.
That is correct.
So Pete is puffed, really puffed.
It's true. I am really puffed, like a balloon.
Let's get a better look around this cave. I'm going out there.
Opening exit chamber doors.
Putting on wetsuit, flippers, oxygen tank, and underwater helmet.
Testing underwater audio system. Do you read me, Atlas?
Loud and clear. Closing doors. Opening outer sea door.
Heading out.
Closing outer sea door.
There's a giant four-legged fish in the cave! Run! Run!
It's just me, Pete. It's Xavier. And I only have two legs. These other things are arms.
It's a two-armed monster in the sea cave! Run!
Don't worry, Pete. It's just Xavier. I promise. She's nice.
Oh, hi, Xavier. Are you a baby submarine?
No, not that. The submarine didn't have a baby. I live in the submarine.
Oh, it's very confusing.
I can see where you'd think that.
What are you seeing out there, Xavier?
A lot of rock walls. Nothing so far.
I'll move to the far end of the cave and use the robotic arm to shine the light.
Wait! Hold the light right there!
Holding light.
There's a small opening over here. Way too small for me to fit through.
That is a very small opening. I can't fit through there either.
Are you sure, Pete? I think you could do it. You'd have to unpuff, though.
Unpuff? I'm not sure I can do that.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Pete. You can do it.
Also, we need you to do it. You're the only one who can get us out of here.
You know what? Getting you two out of this cave is more important than worrying about what might happen. I can do it.
You can do it, Pete!
I will do it!
Pete?
Yes?
You're still all puffed up.
Oh, right. Okay. Hang on.
Wow, Pete. You are really tiny when you're not puffed.
So tiny!
Not helping.
Sorry. What I mean is, you can definitely fit through the opening now, and then you can find help.
I will do it.
Well, little brother, we've put our fate in the hands of a pufferfish.
He's going to be fine. Pete can do it.
I hope you're right. Heading back into the sub.
Outer sea door opening.
I'm in. Close the sea door.
Closing sea door. Opening bay door.
I guess all we can do now is wait.
I could play some music. It's all set up.
Nah, I'm good.
Sea caves are pretty boring.
You said it, Atlas. Stay away from the cave entrance. It's coming down.
Pete did it. The cave entrance is cleared.
To the Pflugerville Ocean!
Hey, look, it's Pete. And he's not all puffed up.
And Betty the Whale.
You were right. Whales are very nice.
You found Betty for us?
I sure did. Rescuing you two was more important than letting myself be afraid. So I went right out and found the first whale I could find.
Amazing!
No, right?
I like Pete.
Oh, thanks, Betty. I like Betty.
Do you realize what this means, Pete? You're not afraid anymore. You're not puffed up at all. And you're swimming right next to a whale.
I've learned a valuable lesson. Just because something is big doesn't mean it's scary.
Yup. And Betty is very good at protecting creatures of the sea. Heck, her best friend is even smaller than you. He's a sea snail.
A sea snail?
I think we might have a little more work to do with Pete. He puffed up again.
I see that. We've got a little more work to do with Pete, but we're sure you've got places to be and things to do. Like, get on out there and listen to some other Go Kid Go shows. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll be on your way. See you next time on Whale of a Tale.
Do sea snails bite? Do they make loud noises? No, wait. It's slime all over you. Someone hide me.
Go Kid Go!
Good news alert. We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.